Thompson Island Brewing. This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sodell Concepts. Sodell Concepts is excited to open Thompson Island Brewing Company this fall, their 12th location. Thompson Island will be a 250-seat brew pub located off Route 1, next to Blue Coast Rehoboth. The brew pub will pay homage to the area and will feature an outdoor beer garden with fun activities at our beach. They're also excited to partner with Trog's Independent Brewing, which together they will feature award-winning craft beers. Their menu will feature amazing food crafted by Chef Doug Rooley, which will include local fresh ingredients, wood-fired favorites that will pair perfectly with our beer. Follow along and stay up to date as Thompson Island Brewing Company comes to life. Make sure to follow them on Facebook at Thompson Island Brewing Company or at www.thompsonislandbrewing.com. 3, 2, 1. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good morning.
How are you?
Fine, thanks.
So I was going to say, you're like me leaving, because when I usually have my appointment with you, I'm like, shit, I got to go. And it's like I'm rushing up there because I'm calling the desk. I'm going to be right there. So that's what I get. So how you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm good, thanks.
Introduce yourself.
Yeah, I'm Jiten Patel. I'm actually your dentist. Mm-hmm. And I've been practicing in Milford now for about 10 months.
Well, that's why, and you are my dentist. And I'll just share a little of the story. So you must have booked online.
I did, yes. Yeah.
So I have it set up so people can book online. I have a partner, corporate or Carlos, who, you know, he does his other things, but he books people on the online booking. And so I called him on Friday. I'm like, who is this guy coming on Monday? He goes, I don't know. I thought maybe you knew. And I go, I don't know. So number one, thanks for booking online, because you're, I think, the first person that's done that. That's really cool. And then second, thanks for coming on, because you are my new dentist. You've taken over the Milford Dentistry. What's the official name?
Family Dentistry of Milford.
Dentistry of Milford. And that was kind of a whole thing, you know, that transition. And actually, kind of when we met, I'm going to just share the story. Yeah. So about a year ago, I was having tooth rot. It's just, to keep it short, my tooth was just killing me. And it was under a crown, and I showed up. You were just transitioning over. In fact, I think it was like your first day, right?
It might have been. It was early. I mean, I started in December, so.
So I think this was November, because I remember I could not get my tooth pulled between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Hmm. I didn't get my tooth pulled until like January, maybe even February the 8th, something like that. But you were, because the guy that you bought the dentistry from, he'd been there for
26 years.
And he was ready to retire, and you bought the business from him, and you were kind of, he was there, you were there just together, just, you know, introducing you to new patients and stuff. So I come in there, my tooth killing me, and it was a whole big thing, like it was under a crown, and you're like, listen, you know, we're going to have to do a lot of stuff here. And I'm like, you know what, we'll come back after the holidays. But that was, and my fault, not yours, that was the worst holiday that I'd gone through, because my tooth was killing me. And eventually we got it fixed, and you've now taken over, and we're all settled in. And I kept saying, come on my podcast. Let's talk about you. Let's share your story, because, you know, it is that guy has been there for 20 years, and now there's a new face in town. And I've heard several people that have been to your office that I know that, you know, just through our triangle of, you know, the dentist, who say you're great. And I always say he is great. He's a great guy, young guy. And has a cool haircut. So that's kind of the story. I looked in, and then I'm sitting here wondering, I wonder who's coming in. And then my dentist walks through the front door. So thank you, first of all, for coming on. It's amazing. I love it. It's this is what this podcast is about, one small business helping another. Mm-hmm. And even though you probably had a huge pre-existing client, you know, you always got to be thinking of the future. And I wanted to have you on so we could share your story, learn about you, and plan for the future.
Yeah, no, well, thank you so much for having me. I mean, as soon as you mentioned about the podcast when you came in last time, I thought, wow, you know, that's a really neat idea. And then I wasn't sure how to contact you, so I searched it, and then found it, and I saw all the different podcasts you've done with all the different people.
Did you get a chance to listen to any of them?
I haven't listened to any of them yet.
Okay.
But I'm going to be able to check some of them because there were some real interesting ones, a whole bunch of different businesses out there that are really relevant to some of the services I'm going to need soon. And I thought, you know what? I got to check this out. So I went onto the online section. I tried to book it. And actually, you were pretty much booked out all of October. Mm-hmm. And I saw this one date on October 7th. And I thought, I'm going to clear my schedule. I need to make this.
So. Well, thank you. And you're right. I am booked out. It's crazy. But I made because I use that same system that you booked online is the same system that I run my hair salon on. It's called Vigaro.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great system. In fact, I talked to your front desk girls about Vigaro because I love the system, and they just got HIPAA approved.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I think you need that in dentistry?
We do.
So I was going to open a different office at one time, and I couldn't because Vigaro was not HIPAA certified.
Mm-hmm.
But now they are. And I love the system, but that's neither here nor there. But when we had, when I first had started doing it, I had this like from 9 to 1, and these people were like booking all over. So I only allow one podcast right. that can be booked online. Now I'm doing 2 podcasts today, so I actually physically booked another one. But when on the online booking, you can only book one, so that's why it's so booked out. It's all double booked. People want a podcast. People love the idea.
Yeah, I'm just getting into it now because with my long commute, I mean,
I can give you some fun. Well, Rehoboth Social would be a fun one.
Exactly.
The whole Rehoboth Social podcast network. We're to me, there was nothing really going on, so I tried to introduce some local people that wanted a podcast. So we're trying to build a full variety of podcasts that anybody can enjoy. Hopefully, you can find one in there that hits you right in the ear.
Oh, for sure. There's so much stuff out there. I mean, they have now Audibles, all these books and everything, and then, you know, I was listening to music and everything, but then after a while that gets kind of old, and, you know, a lot of people suggested, oh, you should listen to podcasts when you drive down, and so, yeah, this is definitely something that, it's a real big thing, I feel like a lot of people getting into.
Well, and the nice thing about podcasts is that you can listen, and then, I don't know how it works on your car, I'm sure probably the same, but like if I play a podcast and then I get out, then I get back in, it just resumes.
It. Yeah, that's the best part.
Yeah.
Because the worst part about streaming something on a website is that page refreshes or the next day, I mean, you lose the whole thing and you have to remember what minute was I on. And, you know, the podcast is, it really nicely saves everything where you were, and it has a lot of nice features.
So I would guess we can say, we might as well talk about you because that's why you're here. Let's not talk about me. So it's almost been a year.
Yeah, it's been moving fast. I mean, it's 2 more months. December, it'll be my 1 year. And
how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I've been feeling a lot better. It was a very stressful start. I think any new, you know, business owner can appreciate that. It was, you know, the transition and everything. There was a lot of things that made things easier. Just how Dr. Bausch ran the office, how the staff that he had, the patients he had. He has a great base of patients.
Yeah,
they were very welcoming. Very, you know, everybody I've met has been real nice. And then his staff are just really great. They are the patients love them. They come in for the staff. They, you know, they're really well trained. They're very efficient. And very polite, courteous. I mean, they do everything for the patients. And so a lot of these things, I've heard of some of my friends, colleagues going into practices and everything, and it wasn't like that. And it was a mess. And they had to fire stuff, hire new stuff. I mean, they had to do all kinds of stuff. And a lot of that was handed to me, which was really nice.
Yeah.
But there's obviously all the changes you need to make inevitably. And just setting up things and the accounts and the bookkeeping. And this is just a lot of stuff that I've never done before. I mean, I've been practicing for 7 years, but not now all of a sudden. It's not just the dentistry. There's also the managing aspect of it. And it's it was, again, stressful. But now I feel like things have calmed down a lot, and it's almost like on autopilot. And so some things come up here and there, but things are just, I think they're going well.
I'm a hairdresser, and, you know, not a dentist, different, but it's kind of the same thing, sort of.
It is.
I operated under an owner, And then eventually, and what I've always thought about, what I always like about, and you can tell me if you agree with this, what I always like even the people that come work here, we're not here, it drives me crazy when a salon, I don't know how it works in dentistry, probably the same way, but where you're held under like a no-compete contract, where you got a person that comes in, I always say, come here, learn what it's like and go out and open a salon. You know, we don't want to, and for me in the hair business, mm-hmm. I'm always saying, go out, go be awesome, you know, go open a salon. And I was able to do that. I worked for a couple great salons. Drexel was a great guy, but he let me be this. And then when it was time to go be something else, he let me go be something else. And I think when I became a salon owner, it was a big eye-opening experience, you know, because I, you know, and I'm going to keep comparing our businesses. They're not comparable because you're much more schooling than dentistry, well, but no, it's the same sort of, you got operators.
I think it's very comparable. I was actually thinking about it just this morning. I was thinking, you know what? It is really similar. The things you do, I mean, you're providing a service to patients and, you know, I guess you don't call them patients, but you call
I call myself a hair doctor. Yeah.
and you have a group of loyal customers that are going to come back because of your talent and how you talk to them and your customer service. And just like in our hygienist, you know, you get a cleaning and everything. I mean, a lot of these patients, they only want to see that one hygienist. I mean, if that hygienist leaves the practice, they may leave the practice. I mean, they really love their hygienist. And it's just the same, I feel like, with someone when, you know, you're cutting someone's hair and the way you do it, patients, you know, these customers, they want their hair done a certain way, mm-hmm. and they're coming to you because you know how they want it done.
Well, and I think that that's one of the facets of being an owner. You know, it's not just how you manage your relationship with your patients, but now it's how you manage your relationship with your employees. And if you figure out the key to doing that, where everyone seems to stay pretty happy, I think it makes for a better business. I think, you know, people mm-hmm. automatically know, oh, you can tell when you go into some hair salons, I'm sure it's maybe different at a dentistry, but you can feel the tension, the cattiness, you know, and if someone allows that, people come in and say, I don't like the way that place feels. And they will, mm-hmm. whether the hairdressers is great or not, they're like, this place is just crazy. And so I think as a new owner, I don't know, did you own a dentistry before?
No, I was an associate yep. for 7 years, and I saw exactly that stuff happen. I see, and it was one of, I'm glad I did the 7 years because there's a lot I learned, not just skill-wise in dentistry, increasing all the different things I do, but just things that I should not do and things that when I wanted to eventually be an owner, things that I would change, things that seemed easy to me, common sense, but why aren't people doing it? Well, I get patients today that come from other offices, and maybe there was nothing wrong with the dentist, but they got that bad vibe you're talking about. Mm-hmm. It's just the front desk. Maybe it was the front desk, or maybe it was the hygienist, or something that was said to them, or the way they were just treated, or, you know, things weren't explained. I mean, there's a lot of different things, but I always like to compare it to a medical office. I feel like medical offices often have the worst customer service when it comes to front desk and things like that. They're yep. just, you have somebody that's sitting at a window and they're not very enthusiastic.
They have compassion exhaustion.
Yeah, they're just not, they're just, you know, doing their job and everything. And the way they answer the phones and the way that they do this and, you know, how they come out and they just, you know, when they open the door and they just say, oh, Mr. Patel, you know, just not having any idea who you are or where you are. And you're just another person in the system. And so we try to do everything the exact opposite. Yeah. And, you know, it's one of those things that I've learned a lot about. Even you're right, the non-compete thing, we had that too. And I think dentists are so worried about it because they don't want the dentist leaving and stealing their patients and you know, going opening somewhere nearby. But I just feel, and from what I've seen in personal experience, that doesn't happen often where somebody's going to open up next door and steal a bunch of patients. And I feel that if you were the kind of dentist where the way you're talking about having someone come to your salon, just work here, gain experience, and then go out and do your own thing, an associate recognizes that. They see that compassion in their owner, and they're not going to try to screw them afterwards. But then, you know, I don't know. I try to treat people well. I don't think of, you know, any of my employees as someone under me. I'll go around, I'll help do whatever in the office. I mean, it's just, I have a great team. I treat them well. I think that they respect that and they work, you know, really great you know, for me and for the patients. And I think everyone's happy and it's not a stressful environment. And that's the main thing that I've always wanted, was to not be in a stressful environment, because patients pick up on that.
Absolutely. And then, I mean, and like you said, I think the more you help somebody, yeah, go be great. They'll always refer, you know, when I was working at a salon 10, 11 years ago, and the owners were big, they fought a lot, and it made for seriously a lot of tension. If you were friends with one, that meant you were against the other. It was just very weird. And so when I started looking at the salon, she found out and fired me. She fired me that day. And I'm like, that's ridiculous. I mean, I can't stay here. And since then, we've all worked it out. And I'll still send business. But when I got fired, CK's Hairport was like, come work here. Work here for the month. Just split. Let's do 50-50. I still have the key to that front door of CK's Hairport because of them, you know, offering me that. And she didn't care. She's like, you know, you have your clients. And I respected that. And I think in the end, and anybody that comes in here that needs like certain services we don't provide, CK's Hairport. You know, because it's all about helping one another. You can't, I've been here 10 years. I've had people quit. I've had people get fired. And here we are still 10 years later, chugging along. Because some people will leave, but there's always someone new that comes walking in. And I like that. I think there's a great atmosphere. Well, and I think when Dr. Bosch left, I think a couple of his staff, they'd done the 20 with him, and they kind of retired too.
Yeah, Nancy, his office manager, Nancy Webb. A lot of patients knew her because she's from Milford. And so she retired pretty much a couple months after he did. And so I'm glad she stayed on for another few months, because, man, learning all that stuff, all mm-hmm. that bookkeeping and all that. And now it's just like secondhand to me. It's very quick and easy. It doesn't take much time at all. But back then, I mean, there's so many different things I need to keep track of, and records and you know, paying the quarterly, doing the quarterly reports and mm-hmm. all that stuff. I mean, it's just I'm glad she stayed. She was a really huge help. I still call her now and then, and she gladly answers the phone and helps me whatever I need. So once she left, what I did was I actually hired another front desk girl, because that was actually the position we needed the most. Ashley, the current front desk, she said, you know, I really could use help up front, because even when Nancy was here, she was in her office and she was doing the office managing part. She wasn't answering the phone so much, and she was only there 2 days a week. So the other 2 days, you got Ashley, she was swamped with patients coming up, you know, checking out from the hygienist, checking out from me, trying to schedule new appointments, trying to make payments, and then you got the phones ringing. And so it just made perfect sense to hire someone else. And I had to go through a few different front desk employees, but I finally found a great one that just moved here from Pennsylvania. It was just such great luck that ended up with us. And her name is Michelle, but she has been, you know, wonderful, just like Ashley, both very nice, bubbly personalities, and patients just love them.
Well, and I will say that I noticed the difference. I mean, the lady, Nancy, was it Nancy that was there? Mm-hmm. She was really nice, but you can just tell, you know, we get comfortable and we find something that starts working, and you're like, oh, it's working. And and they also spent like the year just trying to explain the new transition that was going to go on, and it's, you know, it's done. You're the new dentist, and you're doing a great job. And you can just feel that everyone's ready to just be done with the transition and let's just move forward. And, you know, this is our new dentist. How can we help you? And it just feels great in there. I love, and I will say, it's funny, my last dentist, the reason I left was because of the front desk. She got mad at me. She was very mean to me. I said, this is it. I'm out of here. And I love going up there. I love that office. I love the drive. I like just being up there. It's just tucked away, and it's small, and it's very casual, and I really appreciate it. So listen, so we know you're a dentist. We know you're, what got you here? What brought you to the big town of Milford, Delaware?
Oh, yeah, that's a story right there. I mean, it's funny. I'm from Atlanta, and, you know, I went to school in Buffalo, so two extremes there. And then
two extreme football teams.
And two extreme football, yeah.
Buffalo's doing all right.
Buffalo's Atlanta. Doing pretty well. They're reversed. Buffalo's 4-1 and Atlanta's 1-4. So
yeah.
I never thought I'd see that day coming. But so, I met my wife while I was in dental school. So she's from Delaware. And pretty much after I graduated, we got married and I moved to Wilmington. So we were staying in Wilmington for about 5 years. And then we had our first child. And then I was actually working in Pennsylvania the whole time, because to get your Delaware license to be a dentist is a real hassle. It's a closed state. In fact, they're the one state in all 50 states where they have their own board exam. If you want to work in any of the other 49 states, they belong to one of, you know, several regions. You just take that exam and you can work in numerous states. But Delaware, it doesn't matter what exam you take. It doesn't matter how many years you've worked. You cannot get into Delaware. You have to take their board exam.
Wow.
And it's a two-day exam instead of a one-day exam. And, I mean, it's just something that nobody wants to take.
Right.
And so I tried to avoid it as much as I could. I worked in Pennsylvania. And finally, we made a decision, you know, because I was debating whether we should move to Atlanta or not. And we made the decision to stay in Delaware. And so we said, all right, you know what? We're going to get a house now. So we found a house. We got a new construction house in Hokesin. And I got a job in Delaware. I was working in Newark. And I had still wanted that itch to own a practice. And I had always said, I was like, I am not going to look anywhere further south than Middletown. And I did have somebody who approached me from Dover who wanted me to partner into their office. And I said, no way. Dover's way too far. I'm not doing that. And so I kept working. I was working in Newark. Everything was going great. You know, I was learning more. And it's just it was a nice office. It was actually a really nice office. But again, I really wanted to go out and do something on my own and call something my own practice and grow it and just have that. And so I reached out to our supply rep, because he works in many different offices. He knows what's going on. And so he told me that there's a practice in Milford that, you know, there's a strong practice. The seller is looking to retire. And so first I had to look up where Milford was. And then
it's even farther south.
And then I was further south. And I said, no, I'm sorry. That's too far. Like, there's no way that's happening. And so I think I thought about it for another week or two. I was like, well, let me see the financials. Let me see it. So he got me in touch with the broker and they sent everything to me, and I thought about it and I was like, well, this is a good practice. But, you know, I emailed back the broker. And I was like, I'm sorry. I can't do it. That drive is just, it's just way too long. And so I thought about it again over the weekend. I was talking to my wife about it. I talked to some people that I know that do long commutes. And I was like, well, let me just go check it out. So I contacted the broker again. I was like, I'm sorry to keep flip-flopping back on you. I was like, let me maybe meet with the seller and, you know, I'll check it out. So I went down to the office and I met Dr. Bausch. I mean, just within minutes, I was like, I knew I had to do it. It was the office of my dreams. It was a great location. It was a great building. The building was for sale as well, which I really wanted. And more importantly, I think the other big thing that drew me was my philosophy was very similar to Dr. Bausch. And you don't see that a lot in dentistry. It's kind of sad, but if a patient goes and sees 10 different dentists, they're probably going to get about 8 different plans.
Hmm.
Everyone thinks differently and treatment plans differently. And there's not always just a simple right and a wrong, but some dentists are more aggressive and some are more conservative, and everyone just does it differently. So I'm more on the conservative side. Dr. Bausch was on the conservative side. How he treats patients, how he treats staff. I mean, everything was just exactly aligned. What he would do in this situation, I would do the exact same thing. And I thought that would have worked and flowed well. Because, again, I've been in practices where you had an old dentist that was retiring. They stopped caring about stuff. Their eyes were going bad. You know, they were doing poor work. They were, like, leaving. They were just ignoring cavities. And you go in, I've been in this situation, you go in and you start diagnosing all these cavities and stuff, and patient looks and you said, I've been seeing this dentist for 20 years and he never said anything. You know, who are you? And you actually see a large number of patients leave the practice. And it was an unpleasant situation. And to hear, I felt like it would be a smoother transition, and it was. I mean, everyone was great and welcomed me well, and it was just... I went right into things that he had treatment plan. I agreed with. We went forward with it. I mean, everything just, so it flowed nicely. And fortunately, the commute wasn't as bad as I thought it was. You know, yeah, it's 70 miles, but it's just down Route 1.
Hmm.
It's no traffic. I'm going against the traffic both ways.
Yeah.
So it's actually better than traffic. I'd rather do a 70-mile commute with no traffic than a 30-mile commute with, you know, that takes an hour, stop and go. And
well, the bypass is nice. I mean, it's just straight down. Well, and to be honest with you, I think, you know, that Milford's going to be growing. I mean, it's kind of like this salon. You know, when I opened this place up 10 years ago, I was like, I would have liked to have been in Rehoboth or Lewis because I felt like that's the place to be. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't afford it. So I got sent out to Painter's Mill, which I absolutely adore. I love this area. But 10 years ago, it was like, eh. But 10 years later, there's a huge amount of built that's been built around here, tons of new development. And all the prime stuff that's down here is getting really expensive. And now Milton, Milford, these outlying towns are now becoming, you know, I mean, we can't get to the beach, so we're going to go to the next best place. I always say, if I didn't have the house that I bought when I had bought the house 20 years ago, when I could afford it, if I didn't live there now, I would love to either live in Milford or Milton. I mean, I love Milford. I love the old feel of it, the trees, the streets. I love where this, I mean, even where the dentist is at. I mean, the dental office, it's got huge trees there. It's beautiful.
Yeah, my father-in-law loves Milford. He has actually been wanting to move to Milford. They live up in the Newark Bear area, but they always stayed there because we were up there and we had kids, and so, you know, they see the grandkids frequently and sometimes look after them and everything. So you know, they were kind of just waiting to see what we do. Now our plan is actually to move further south.
Yeah, I was going to say when are you coming down?
This is not sustainable, but that's a challenge in of itself. We've been really fighting with where we're going to go. We have to take my wife's job into consideration. She works in Wilmington. So, you know, there's that. So maybe she needs to, I don't know, is she going to leave, you know, at some point, go further south? Then there's the schools and stuff. So, you know, both our kids are in, you know, now one's in kindergarten, the other's in preschool. So they're already paid off for the next year, tuition and all that. And then
we have free tuition here.
Yeah,
free school.
I mean, we're looking at all these areas. We're looking anywhere from Middletown to Lewis. And so there's a lot of different options. And I think, you know, it's possible we move. I think our parents might move. But
it's a great area to live in.
Milford is growing a lot. I didn't know, again, much about it beforehand. And I really love the area. I love going to work every day. The people in Milford are great. It's just and then seeing how much it's growing, all mm-hmm. the stuff they're adding, all the new developments they're putting in, the hospital, the Old Bay Health Hospital, that's actually right by the practice. But
yeah.
They closed that down, but they're going to replace that with a nursing home.
Okay.
And that's, I think, supposed to start, you know.
Are they going to use the existing building?
Yep. I think, cool. I'm not sure exactly what they're going to do with it and how they're going to change things, but it's supposed to, they have big plans for that area. So
my son lives in Milford. His mom and they live up there. Like I said, I love Milford. Milford's great. Milford used to be, and this is an official word, but this is what I'm guessing, but I think Milford used to be the big city, you know, because people didn't live here down at the beach year-round. You came down during the summer, you hung out, but if the first big city that people, I think, lived in year-round, I think, was probably like Milford, because you could tell it just has a lot of old buildings and mm-hmm. A lot of great character. I mean, it's beautiful. It's awesome. I mean, I would, like I said, if I didn't, and I happened to buy a house 20 years ago that was super cheap, and all of a sudden everything just went crazy, I couldn't buy the same house now. I would have to live out in Milton. But Milton's the same way. It's that old part of Delaware, which is really cool. So you scored.
I think I did. I'm very happy with my decision.
Do you feel good every morning when you park in your spot?
I do.
Yeah.
It used to be Dr. Bausch's spot. But.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. I mean, I come to work and I'll tell my wife, I'm like, I own my own hair salon. I do a podcast out of it. And some days I come to work and I'm still annoyed. I'm like, how much better can I be? You know? And I think that's a lot of what you're going through. So you grew up in Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
How, I mean, was that where you were born and raised?
No, I was born in England. I lived there for about 9 years and then moved to Atlanta. So, and then I was in Atlanta all the way, pretty much rest of elementary, middle, high school. And then I went to Georgia Tech for college. So
Georgia Tech, wow. You've been around.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Georgia Tech. Is that in Atlanta?
Still local, yeah. It's still in Atlanta. And then That's when I then moved to Buffalo. So I guess.
What do you find? What are your favorite things about Delaware? I mean, do you get to come to the beach? Are you guys beachers?
We do. We come in the summer, obviously, but we come several times, and we're lucky because my wife's cousin has a house down in Rehoboth.
Nice.
So a lot of people, you know, her cousins utilize that, and it's nice to just have somewhere to crash and, you know, especially with the kids, you know, to give them a bath, have a place to sleep, and, you know, just change them. And there's a swimming pool in that little community as well. So they love going down there as well. And, you know, we explored Fenwick for the first time this summer. We actually rented a house there for several days, and we just looked around that area, went to Fenwick, you know, Island State Park. And so it's, I enjoy going to it. I mean, that's one of the nice things in Atlanta. There's no beaches. So, mm-hmm. You know,
so. I mean, I'm shaking my head. I've never been to Atlanta, but I would assume it's in the middle of the state, right?
It's in the middle of the state.
Yeah, there's no beach there.
Closest beach to Atlanta is probably 3-4 hours away. So,
well, that's not good. Well, and you know, it's funny. You learn, I think you're doing the right thing. Get a feel. You know, when you come to this area and you, people that just come down here, especially from New York, and you see the signs, you know, house, beach 5 minutes away down 24, or beach 10 minutes away down 9. Yeah. Maybe in the winter, but some of these places you don't want to live in. I mean, I'm not going to criticize any spots, but get the feel of the mm-hmm. the lay of the land and feel how the traffic flows and what moves a little, because I'm like you, I'll ride 10 minutes on a road where I'm at least moving, than be, you know, a lot closer and set for 20 minutes and not move at all.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to be moving. I'd rather be moving, and if it takes longer, that's fine. I wouldn't go down 24. 24 is so crazy now with the traffic, and I'm not sure what the solution is going to be. I think you're doing it the right way. You know, you get the lay of the land. I guess if your wife's going to be still working in Wilmington, I don't know if you'd want to live in Rehoboth.
Well, I think, yeah, we'd have to explore.
Some grumpy mornings.
Right. We'd have to explore those different options of, you know, moving further.
Maybe an apartment up in Wilmington or something. Or something. I don't know. Maybe something to make it. What does your wife do?
She's an optometrist.
Optometrist. What the heck is that? Oh,
eye doc.
Oh, an optometrist. Mm-hmm. I was like, a Tom. Is that like Adams? Is she working on Adams? Let's get her on the podcast. I like optometrist. Well, maybe she can get a job down here.
Yeah.
Rich Grafasi.
There's a lot of openings. I mean, I think, you know, there's a lot of possibilities down here. That's a nice thing.
I'm going to try to sell you on the area. I'll try to sell you. Let's see if I can give my best pitch for Rehoboth. Because I moved here from San Diego, and I can tell you that this area has the best community. It is just amazing. And one of the struggles that I've been going through lately is that, you know, the news makes us feel like the United States is a community. And maybe it is to some people. It's not to me. It's the United States. But community is what I appreciate about, especially from Rehoboth. And, you know, I get caught up in this the national news, and it creates reactionary thinking that, like, I should only really be giving my community. Mm-hmm. You know, of course I want the world and everything to have peace and all this yada, 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 but community. And so I've turned off the news and really just started focusing on just community. And when something tragic happens, you know, to our community, the community really steps up. And I've never lived in a place like that. You know, I grew up in Albuquerque, New Mexico, big city, moved here from San Diego, much bigger city, not a lot of community thought. Maybe I wasn't paying attention either. You know, I think I had to grow up and become more mature that I was available to think about my community, and maybe that's where I'm at now at 51. But I really get that here, and you know, I can see you, and that's what just made my heart so excited, is that my dentist came to do the podcast with me. You know, it wasn't a far drive from you, even though you're not in Rehoboth, but we're still Sussex County. Mm-hmm. Is that Sussex or is that Kent?
It's Sussex.
Sussex County.
I
right.
think part of Milford is in Kent, and part of it's in Sussex.
Yeah.
And but our office is in Sussex.
Yeah, so it's just like me being able to help you. Like, we're all part of a community, and I can, like, you know, whether I help you or not, but at least it puts a little light on what's going on up there, which is super exciting. I've been talking to, I may be starting a podcast to promote small business in Milton. And maybe work with the chamber. Is there? There's a chamber up in Milford, right?
There is, yeah.
I might reach out and think about doing that kind of thing, too, because that's what I like doing, helping others, especially small business. And, you know, I think that that's one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's you know, part of the community you're talking about. You don't see that in other areas. I mean, Atlanta is probably similar to San Diego. It's huge.
Huge.
And it's explosively growing down there. I mean, the traffic is a nightmare now, and there's just tons of developments opening everywhere, and no one knows anyone. I mean, it's just a...
What's in Atlanta? Why would make someone want to move to Atlanta?
I don't know. Maybe it's jobs or... I mean, there's... The real estate was really great down there. I mean, the houses are cheaper than, you know, up here and stuff, and big open roads, and maybe weather is a part of it, too.
Yeah. It's hot in Atlanta. Hot Atlanta.
Yeah.
Steamy. So what do you do? I mean, what's your, so you know you're a dentist. What do you do for fun? What do you listen, what's your music? What's your jam?
Wow.
Let's find out. Let's learn about you. Did you go? Do you go to Firefly?
No, I have not been to Firefly. Interestingly,
Do you enjoy music?
I do. Yeah. I mean, the kind of music there would be something. The artists there and everything would be something. I looked at the recent list, but I heard it's crazy, man. I going down there and everything. I mean, I just don't know at this age.
Well, how old are you?
33.
Wait, you're too old to go to Firefly?
Well, how old are the people that go there?
I went.
I figured they're like 18 every year. To 21.
No. Okay. The difference between us and the 18-year-olds is that we can buy the VIP tickets. Because that's what I buy. And I take my kids. I haven't taken my youngest son, but I've taken my old, he's now 14. We started going when he was 11.
Oh, wow.
And it was great.
Just I mean, the oldest son, he loves music.
How old's your oldest?
He's 5.
Yeah.
So I could see when he's a little bit older, you know, definitely.
Well, so I buy the VIP tickets, and that's not because I'm a VIP. It's just that I have a little extra money. It allows you have your general, you know, here's a stage. Let's say this is a stage, and this would be your general admission. They have like a little section to the left that you can get in, and it's a little less crazy. They give you a lot of drinks, water and stuff. I don't drink alcohol, so but they give you a lot of drinks, and you can just take the kids in there, and it's a little less crazy. But I love Firefly. We saw Panic at the Disco last year. Huge Panic at the Disco fan.
Yeah, they got a lot of stuff there. I mean, a lot of artists that
21 Pilots. We saw Weezer last year. Oh man, I think was one of my favorite experiences, and it was one of the leading up to it, I heard the most criticism of the lineup. Oh, Fireflies, you know, they're losing it. The lineup isn't that great. I had the best time, and I saw a lot of bands that I had no clue about, and I call them Easter eggs. I was like, oh my God, that band's great. Mm. The record company was one. The Naked Party was another. They were just amazing. So let's go. Maybe we'll have to go, and maybe we'll hook up down there.
Yeah.
Because it's a blast.
Yeah, it's definitely worth checking out. I've been to several festivals before. They're fun. They're always fun. And even camping out there and everything. And
I don't camp. So, I'm too old for camping.
Yeah. I did it once, but I feel like I'm a little old for that too. But the one time I did it was certainly fun. We had a little van, I guess, or what's it called? This trailer type things. But so that was a whole experience there. I my favorite music is EDM.
Electronic dance music.
Mm-hmm. So some of the festivals I've been to are more along those lines, having all those kind of artists in there. You know, you got Alesso and all those, so many different kinds. Avicii, I've seen him a couple times live. You know,
did he die?
He did.
Or he killed himself?
Yeah.
That's terrible. That's a great example of you can have everything in the world and it's still not be good enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sad. I like that music too. We just went to Mexico for our honeymoon, and we stayed at this hotel called Breathless, and it's definitely for the young people. It's actually kidless, no kids.
Oh, okay, cool.
Children free, and we had the best time. But it was like there was like three sections of the place. You had the middle, or you had the far right, middle, and left. Far right was the dance party. There was a dance party going every day. Bubbles, foam, confetti, just, and then, you know, as it progressed left to the left on the resort, it mellowed. But it was all that. You're like, oh my God, it's starting. Yeah, well, it's like what, 9 a.m. Yeah.
No, I can't do any of that stuff. And I like a little bit more of the mellower EDM type, not the real hardcore.
But it's fun. And my kids love DJs and stuff. So. Yeah. So I wanted to ask you, so you're 33. Mm-hmm. So what is it like, what's it going to be? What are you thinking as like building this business? Because you're dealing, you're not just like, hey, let's put an ad in the paper. Do you have a Facebook for the dentist?
We do. And Ashley manages that. She's doing a great job. She is active on there, putting new posts on and trying to come up with things to, you know, get people's attention and just, so she's constantly working on that.
What's it called? Milford Family Dentistry?
I think it's just the Family Dentistry of Milford. Okay. Yeah,
you can Facebook find it. Page.
Yep.
And then what about like an Instagram?
You know what? We were just talking about that this weekend with my wife, and I went to visit a couple friends in New Jersey, and they were just talking about how crucial Instagram is. And I never really thought about that in terms of dentistry and how, but I think, you know.
You need a story.
So I need to figure a way that I can get on the Instagram and what we can put on there. So that would be something I need to.
Well, so we started this podcast network, the RoboSocial Podcast Network. Thank you, anybody listening to the RoboSocial Podcast Network. Check it out and follow some of the other folks, the Film Effect and Anonymous and Broken Stoked and Food Therapy with Gretchen Hansen. They're all podcasting now. But what I'm learning is, and I'm 50, so you got to have it in your story. Got to post pictures in your story. You know, it's always this, it's got to keep working on it. And but what I'm learning is, especially with like Instagram story, it's kind of fun. And I'm going to post a picture of us. And, you know, you just put a little blurb. You know, you can make it have action. You can make it have sparkles. And then you post it. And I think it's a pulse. It's like your dance music. It's just that pulse, that rhythm. And I think if people look at your Instagram and they see, you know, it doesn't have to be inside the mouth. But, you know, it can be fun things, you know, that's going on behind the scenes. I think that that's just creating that, you know, that atmosphere on your Instagram.
It's more real and it's happening, you know, live, you know, real time. So,
well, and it's tough now to start a business because you have to do a lot of different, it isn't just based on, you know, taking care of cavities and dental plans. You know, there's a more facets of it now. More people are looking at it. And how are you handling it? I guess you hire young people to take care of all of it.
Well, again, I'm glad Ashley's handling the Facebook page, and she's been really great with taking initiative on lots of different things and everything. And then again, the Instagram is definitely something that I want to, you know, introduce. You know, now the thing is that really wasn't on Dr. Bausch's mind much. You know, and it was he had a good practice, and it was just fine. But
absolutely,
there's a lot of ways I feel like I can grow it. And what do people today look at? Well, some people do look at the newspaper. We have an ad in the newspaper, but I'm starting to try to find other avenues of growing. And one of them is Google reviews. That's a really huge one.
Yep.
Because all throughout the 26 years Dr. Bausch was practicing, he had one Google review. And so when you searched, he was very low on the list of dentists in Milford. And there's not a lot of dentists in Milford. So, you know, so we have now been finding ways to increase our visibility, and that took some while. I mean, I had to make a whole new website. I had to, you know, find a group that could give me some more, you know, reviews, sending text messages to patients, things like that. And so now we're at, you know, 22 Google reviews, and all of a sudden I'm visible. And so that's been really neat.
I think I left a Google review.
You did.
Yes. It was good, right?
It was very nice. And when you left that, I was thinking, who is this Rehoboth Social guy?
And that was me. Well, I mean, I should know your name. I mean, I think that Rehoboth Social is probably a little more anonymous, so you probably were a little more curious to who that was. But, well, and I have a hair salon, and I do something a little different. I do booth rental. So, because I don't want to be... People tend to make me responsible for their success, and I don't want that responsibility. I only want people that want to be responsible for their own success, and that's worked out well as far as the chair rental. But we have started a podcast business, and you know, you want people to listen, and you know, there's Facebook, Instagram, all these different things. It's not my it's not my wheelhouse. I mean, I have a Facebook and I post stuff and I share pictures with my kids and stuff, but I'm not like trying to build a business with it. So it's been a whole new thing and I kind of like it. I kind of like getting involved and trying to put stuff out there and trying to build interest into the podcast business or, you know, even like a dental group. I mean, that was kind of my question. You know, it's not just drilling, mm-hmm. you know, and do you have any interest in doing that? Or are you just going to kind of let somebody do it or?
No, I do have an interest in doing that. Yeah. I mean, I used to use Facebook a ton when I was back in school and stuff like that. And I don't know, after dental school, I probably just stopped using Facebook. I didn't really go on it much at all. And now, for the last year or so, I've been much more active on there, and I've been much more, you know, it's just one of those things that, yeah, I'm kind of like you in the sense that I didn't know if I felt comfortable doing all that or knowing where to even begin. But again, I'm very glad for the help that I have for the rest of the staff who are very supportive about this and really wanting to try to, I mean, you can just have an employee that just wants to come to work and do their job and, you know, all that stuff. But then to have someone that's actually interested in helping you grow your practice is just that's just a priceless thing. I'm really fortunate. And so I think together we can definitely get into this. And my wife, she's been on Instagram and all that stuff, and I haven't joined it yet. And now, you know, after this whole weekend, we had this whole discussion about it. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? I need to be on that.
So post in your story. And after the podcast, and you got plenty of people that can help you, but I'll show you some of the things that I do. And the one thing that is apparently a big deal is the story. So at the top, it'll have a little camera, and then you post it to your story. And it just posts, and it kind of goes away eventually. It doesn't stay there. Like my Facebook, I've always said, my Facebook is my documentation of my life.
Yeah.
So I post everything to my Facebook and, you know, with my kids and dinner and food I'm cooking. I'm just a mess when it comes to Facebook. But apparently people like to have the story updated. And they say, oh, look at that. Look what Dr. Patel's doing. He's got some floss. he's air flossing or something. I don't know. But, you know, I think that it allows people to say, look, they're moving forward. You know, that's kind of where we're headed.
Exactly. And this is one of the things that is interesting about owning a business is that you can't just do one thing and just stick with that, you know, forever, because times are constantly changing and technologies are changing and everything's changing, and you really need to be up to date with everything. And I don't know everything.
Right.
And I've only been doing this for 10 months and everything. So I'm, you know, there's a lot I'm constantly learning. There's a stuff I'm going to continue learning, and, you know, things that might seem obvious, you know, Instagram and everything, I guess I had always shied away from because I'm not familiar with it.
Right.
And I'm seeing how it's kind of exactly as you said. They're very, very different, Facebook and Instagram.
Yep.
And, you know, I think you're right. People want to see the story. People want to see what's happening right now, not the document of, you know, of the practice and life and all that stuff. They want to see what's going on and, you know.
The spirit.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Instagram spirit. Well, the cool thing about it, what I think I like the most about it is that there's nothing written in stone about what we're learning, because, you know, it's being artistic as well. You know, there's an artistic side to posting stuff. You know, I posted, when I was sitting here waiting for you, I posted a little thing to my Instagram. And the cool thing is that I can just have like a little like artistic moment. You know, you can turn the words, you know, whatever. Mondays are for podcasting, you know, just sitting here. But, you know, you can turn the words, you can add stuff to it. And it's a small little thing to do. And people go, oh, look at the podcasting today. You know, have an apple a day. You know, what are some of the old dentist sayings? You know, apple a day keeps the dentist away. You know, but have fun with it. At least I think that's what people are looking for these days. I know I am. I'd be like, oh, look at these guys. They're crazy. Having a good time up there. I'll have to go run up to Milford and hang out with these guys. They're wild. I do love my my dental cleaning lady, my hygienist.
Megan, yeah.
She's so good. And it's kind of fun because I've watched her, you know, I think when I first started going there, she didn't have any kids. Then they had a child, I think.
Mm-hmm. And now they're having their second.
Okay, good. You could say it. I didn't know if I should say it, but now they're having two. And I love that. I love when watching people have families. giving up the freedom of the life that they once knew.
Yeah, it's great. It is great having a family. I mean, we have two right now, and I don't have any plans for any more, but they're a handful.
How amazing is it to watch? How old are your kids?
One is 5 and the other one is 18 months.
Okay. For me, and I'm sure there's a relationship, maybe more the 5-year-old towards the 18 month, but there I have a 14-year-old, and then I have an 8 and a 7. And my son Sam, he just loves his big brother. Oh my gosh. Just anything David does. He calls out, "Is David there?" I go, "Well, how good morning. How you doing? You know, can I get a hello?" And I love especially watching them when they don't think I'm watching, how David takes care of Sam and Teresa. I think that to me is just awesome. Way better than the freedom that I had prior to having children. You know, just that, you know, that relationship is one of my favorite things. And I actually had said I would never have kids. I don't want kids.
No,
I'm never having kids. I'm never getting married either.
It's definitely something special. I mean, just when I mentioned we were in New Jersey this weekend, and we got a text Sunday morning from the grandparents who were looking after the kids, and they sent a picture of the 18-month-old and the 5-year-old, like, hugging. And it was just, it just melts your heart, just yeah. The way they were hugging. I mean, it was...
It's sweet. So, first year, I'm going to grade it, I'd say A, B.
I hope so, an A.
An A. Well, I think, you know, just the transition, so...
Yeah, And I'm looking forward to next year. I'm looking forward to the changes that we'll bring. And, you know, I've got a lot of things in mind. I'd like to renovate the place as well. I have a lot of things in store. And so it's just going out and enacting it. And, you know, but I just think it's going to be a little bit easier next year because it won't be that first year.
Right.
And things will be a little bit more stable. So.
Well, and I think, you always got to live up to the guy leaving, and you've done a great job at it. My personal experience, you know, anytime a change like that, because I have terrible teeth, and the relationship that I have with my dentist is different because, you know, there's going to be pain issued out from my dentist because I have terrible teeth, and it's just, you know, my luck. But you learn that relationship, you know, what's going to work. And when he was leaving, I was like, oh, brother. And I remember I met you, and I was like, well, he's got a cool haircut, which, I think is, if you care about how you look, you care. And I liked when you met, but unfortunately when we met, my tooth was killing me.
Yeah, it was that circumstance.
And there was really not a lot, there wasn't a great solution, and I thought you handled it well. And you said, listen, let's do this, and we'll check this. And I was like, hey, he's got a little plan, and I appreciated it. And unfortunately I had to get my tooth pulled out. It was a terrible experience, but that had nothing to do with you. That was just my luck. And, but you know, I've been back.
Yeah. I think we sent you to the oral surgeon, right?
She did a great job. We won't talk about that on the podcast, but I've always had, anytime I've ever had any, like a tooth pulled or something like that, I always get put down because my parents usually paid for it. Well, those days are over. And I said, you know what, I'm not paying whatever it is to get, you know, put under for that procedure. So I just went with it. And I will say it did not hurt. There was no pain. But, man, have you ever had a tooth pulled?
No, not yet.
You can't. I mean, that's like against being a dentist, yeah. Right, having a tooth pulled out. And on top of that, it had a crown stuck on top. So that was really... You know, I'm glad you showed up because I actually probably need to set up an appointment. I still got to get this one fixed right here. I call the golden four, the front four, the money teeth. Well, listen, Dr. Patel, I appreciate you coming on. So, one more time, so where's your dentist? Where's your office? Dentistry.
Yep. So, we are located in Milford, 100 Sussex Ave. So, it is right adjacent to the old Bay Health Hospital. And it's just a small little building by itself. And
how many hygienists do you have working for you?
Right now we have 2 hygienists, 2 assistants, 2 front desks.
Okay. It's a nice little group.
And one of the hygienists is just new. She started in July. Interestingly, her name is Nancy. She actually used to work for Dr. Bausch 15 years ago, or a long time ago. She used to work for him part-time.
You had to bring her back.
And we brought her back. And, you know, she's already making connections with all these patients. She's, that's the whole beautiful thing about the community. I mean, she said, I knew I'm going to know people here. She's found people she's related to or her mom knows or people that she's treated here before. I mean, she's seeing all kinds of people. And it's just a small, nice town. Everyone knows each other, I feel like. It's just crazy. And a lot of these patients have been coming for 20, 30 years. And so I'm a very lucky guy to be, you know, treating these patients.
Well, I'm lucky that you're my new dentist because I really appreciate you. I think you're a great guy, cool guy. Probably the first dentist I've ever had that I would actually probably be friends with. Like hang out, like go to Firefly or something.
Yeah,
like,
you let's know? Do it.
Because, you know, no offense to the dentist, but they're a lot older. You're very cool. So I appreciate it. And you did a podcast. How cool was that?
My first podcast. So,
so you know, but that's the thing we're going to need from you is that you're going to have to post this stuff on your Instagram. We're going to have to share it. We're going to have to, you know, get the word out and start getting, you know, you seem busy. So, I mean, but try to get the other hygienist, the new hygienist busy and, mm-hmm. And you know, shine a little light up on that dentistry up in Milford that you got so cozily tucked away back there. Yeah. It's an awesome location. I do love it. I pull up in there. It seems like it's 100 degrees. I pull up there, and it's, like, nice and shady.
Yeah, the shade is nice.
It's beautiful. Right old over. Trees. It's comforting. Yeah. Instead of going into, like, one of those more big buildings where you're, like, doesn't feel very family-oriented.
That was one of the main things. I mean, I had looked at a practice up in North Wilmington, and it was within a big building. It was just a little suite, very little small thing. There's no natural sunlight. And it was just a small thing. And I was like, I just don't know if I can see myself here for 30 years.
Is that what's that up in Dover?
No, actually, that was in North Wilmington.
Oh.
And so I just said no to that one. And then I come here and I see this practice. And it's actually a decent-sized building. I mean, it's 3,000 square feet. And tons of windows, lots of natural light. I mean, it's just it's nice.
Well, and you probably feel like this is my spot.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. I feel like it's the practice of my dreams. I'm happy there. I go to work every day happy. You know, it's a nice little town. It's a nice building. I've got great patients, great staff. I don't know what else I could ask for.
No, you got a good deal. Listen, I always say to anybody that comes on the podcast, thank you, because I know you took some time out of your day. Come hang out with me, and I really appreciate it. And if there's anything I can do to help build that dentistry, I'm going to do it. And I also have to say, you know, check out our other podcasts. We got the Film Effect. We have Anonymous. We have Food Therapy with Gretchen Hansen and Broken Stoked with me and Corporate and the Robo Social Podcast. So we appreciate all the support. If you're looking to do any support for the podcast, send us a message and we'll help you out. Dr. Patel, thank you. I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you for having me today.
All right, brother. Talk to you later. Bye.